Black people like, go crazy.
Justice Wisconsin, the truth. The most requested advocate in the state. 101.7 FM. The movement continues. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, Milwaukee, stand up, stand up. It's Tory Lowe, the truth, from one to four. We about that action, so tap in and let's go. We want that justice, we want all the smoke. From Monday through Friday, trying to bring the city hope. Yeah, Tory Lowe from one to four, Monday through Friday, let's go. We about that action from the block, and we ready, let's go. Tap in, and it ain't no holding back, we ready. We ready. 101.7, the truth. Tory Lowe, Tory Lowe Show, live from American Family Insurance Studio at the Avenue. The movement continues. The marathon continues right here on 101.7 The Truth. Thank you for joining me for the second hour of the Tory Lowe Show. And I also want to talk about this situation because the family hit me up yesterday. A Milwaukee man reported missing, last seen April 19th. Kunta Smith, last seen on April 19th. He was last seen wearing a black jacket, a black shirt, black pants, and black shoes, the officials say. They're trying to bring the awareness because of the way that they're saying that he went missing. I talked to his niece yesterday, and the niece told me that she needed the community to locate him because of what she calls concerning circumstances. I got it posted on my page. If y'all on social media, Tory Lowe, K-I-N-G, on social media, she tells me, this is what she told me, this is what she wrote to me personally. My uncle Kunta Smith was missing on Friday, and I'm desperate to find him. He was last seen at McDonald's on 82nd in Hampton around 11:30 a.m. His phone is going straight to voicemail, but someone had called me yesterday and said he was okay, but I heard a suspicious voice in the background before the line went dead. If anyone has any information, contact the family, myself, Tory Lowe, or MPD. She says she's worried and sick and need the community to keep an eye out and give information to help locate Kunta Smith. Kunta Smith. So once again, if y'all go to social media, I got his information on my social media page. And once again, share. Make sure that you're doing your job as well. I'll say this. It's a couple things that I want to talk about, because yesterday we talked a lot about the judge that is now in trouble. And a woman called me, and this is where I try to tell y'all the fake outrage is real. When I talk about fake outrage and fear mongering that's going on, it's at an all-time high. Remember the mother I brought in about the young man that was out in West Allis? And he was unaware that the tags had expired on the vehicle. And he was driving to work. They pulled him over, pulled guns out on him. And he was just trying to get to work. He drove, I think once the cops got behind him, he drove 0.8 miles. 0.8 miles. And he wasn't breaking the law. He was just trying to get to a place where he felt safe, because I always tell people, young people are afraid of the police, and y'all don't want to admit that. See, this is why I don't see the compassion for our community. Like when we talk about these young people who may not had a great interaction with police, they have seen bad interactions with police. They have, now it's an era of social media where they're traumatized from seeing all these different videos about police. So he just moved to an area, and I thought it was a rule that you can drive to a safe area where you feel safe before you pull over. I thought that if you felt like uncomfortable, you could drive. You know, he wasn't breaking the law, and he was almost close to his job. So he parked, when he pulled over closer to his job. And then he got out and he told the police that he was afraid for his life because of how he felt about how police handle black men. That's what this is on the police report. This is on his report. And so now they're trying to charge him. And nobody's coming to his help. Nobody's coming to help him. You know, he didn't break the law. Never broke the law. Good kid. Never got in trouble. I wonder, is the judge going to let him go? I'm interested. So y'all making all of this fuss about somebody that was in a domestic situation. Judge let him out the side way. But then we got a young black man, never got in trouble in our community, got to go to court for trying to go to work. Where the outrage? Where is the support for this young man? I'm interested. Where the signs at? I'm trying to figure this out. Every day, I'm just shocked. All this fear-mongering about political and all of this and people in the streets is suffering. They've been suffering. It's been going on. And I don't see all these folks that are saying that they standing up for this and that, and why don't y'all do this and that? Y'all don't stand up. When I come around the situation where people call me to, I don't see these folks. Just hot breath. Hot air. That's it. All they do is talk. They not going to do nothing. They know they not going to do nothing. And so that's why I'm confused when I see them. How do you got the best interest of the community and you don't do nothing? I done been to over 1,000 situations. I ain't seen these people. But you want to tell me. You want to talk to me. It don't work like that. It don't work like that. That matter of fact, they don't like that I'm talking because it don't work like that. They want to keep you in a box. They want to fear monger to you. They don't have nothing else to talk about. They don't even bring families on. All this power you got called radio to help and be a resource. What have they been using it for? I'm interested. Somebody tell me. Fear mongering. You know, trying to keep black people in a box. Because they benefit from that box. The moment you get outside that box of fear and try to go and see for yourself, they lose. The people that's trying to fear monger you, trying to make you scared to do something, the moment you wake up and not afraid no more, they lose. They got to keep you in the box. They got to fear monger to you. They got to promote saying this and that. They got to do it because they getting a check or there's something happening. They benefiting in some type of way. So they got to keep you like that. But the minute you get outside, be about that action. Go see about your folks. They don't even exist because they ain't even there. You ain't going to never see these people. That's why I laugh. That's why I laugh all the time. But if you ever try to threaten me or say something to me, like, I almost read this. I want to read it, but he was cussing. I don't want to violate no FCC rules by reading some of these threats because they be cussing nasty. That's how I know they got the high blood pressure because they can't say it in the way, you know, they can't say they point, so they got to try to, it don't even make sense. It don't even make sense. Somebody in the chat, they making it political. They say like Ron Johnson. Ron Johnson can come on my show 100 times, just like the mayor, just like the county executive, just like all of the Democratic people that come in out of my show. Anybody can come on my show. I ain't never stopped nobody from coming on this show. And I'm going to talk to them. I don't have to push no agenda. Somebody said, Tory, what happened? You sound angry. Let somebody try to threaten your life. And you got to come on the air and you're going to talk about it. So if you don't like what I'm saying, just turn the channel. Like, it's the truth. If you don't want to hear what's really going on, turn the channel. This real life over here. This ain't where I get to leave and go home and go to sleep or go somewhere and relax. We got work to do. So I'm going to talk about it when it happened. And if you don't like it, go to some other channel. That's what I'm saying. So all this fear-mongering and all of this extra stuff is just to keep your mind in a state of stress. That's what it is. And it ain't working. And I'm the one that my people call. They don't call you. They call me. And if you got a problem with that, take a hike. You know what? Deion Sanders, son, over the draft. They let him fall to the fifth round. It ain't 144 athletes better than him. But they did it to humble him. They needed him humble because he came in knowing what he was capable of doing. You know who is Shador's mentor? The GOAT, the person that they call the GOAT, Tom Brady, who was drafted, in the sixth round. That's his mentor. That's who been training him. They had to humble this kid. This kid was trained by the best. So when he came in to the interview, he seemed a little bit cocky, more confident maybe than other players because his dad is a Hall of Famer and he got mentored by a Hall of Famer. How is he supposed to come in? You're talking to a young kid with supreme confidence. You're talking to a young kid that took Jackson State to make a team, a HBCU Jackson State, made them competitive. Went to the Celebration Bowl twice when nobody wasn't even talking about Jackson State. Nobody was talking about Jackson State till Deion then went over there. Nobody was talking about Colorado until Deion and his sons went over there. So you're talking to somebody with supreme confidence and they perceived it as arrogance. But don't you want somebody to believe that they can do? Didn't they tell you when you was a kid that you could be anything you want to be? Didn't they tell you as a kid to believe in yourself? Didn't they not tell you as a kid that if you work hard, you can achieve anything you want in life? Didn't they say that? Now when you do it, they got a problem. They got a problem. And they tried to humble that family. They tried to humble Deion and his sons. Ain't no way 144 athletes is better than Shador. He won Offensive Player of the Year. He has all the records. He has a lot of records that's coming behind his name. And they say in the meetings, they didn't like the way his attitude, they didn't like how he was, you know. Well, if you never ran into a kid that was a millionaire coming out of college, I'll tell you about these NIL deals. And if y'all smart, y'all feel me on this one. If y'all smart, all you got to do is get your kid to college now. And y'all family can get life-changing money. All you got to do, you don't have to wait to the NFL no more. It's NIL. The NIL is here. This is the NIL era. And now if you can get your kid to college, they can get millions of dollars. You can get life-changing money now in college. Now, and Shador Sanders and Bronny James, these are the first group of these kind of kids. Back when I was coming up, you had to try to make it through the system and go pro. You gotta wait to the NFL to become a millionaire. This new group of kids, all they gotta do is make it to college and be good. Now these NIL athletes coming in. Shador Sanders was one of the top NIL athletes. Bronny James was one of the top NIL athletes. And look how they treated them. They ain't used to that swag. Look how they treat their families. They got a father. They got a support system. Now it's arrogance. Now it's arrogance. Now, see, that's what they want to do when they demonize. When they want to demonize you, they'll tell people you're cocky and you arrogant. But if it's something they like, oh, that's supreme confidence. See, the wordplay, when they don't like you, they shift the narrative. Ain't no way Shadur should have had to endure that. And so I'm trying to tell you, when you are a black man, or, you know, with supreme confidence, they don't want that. They don't like that. I got to humble you. I got to make you less. And this is what they're doing. It doesn't matter what you're in. If it's football, if it's basketball, if it's education, if you come in with supreme confidence as a black man, they don't want that. They want a docile black person. Somebody that's going to be docile and do whatever they tell them to do. It ain't like he ain't a good quarterback and he ain't going to listen to what they telling him to do. This man just came from a better stock and was rich at the same time. Yeah, they just want somebody that's just happy to, I'm happy I got drafted. You know, when you get that NFL money, sometimes that's the first time you see a $1 million check. But if you get the $1 million check in college, you don't have that same energy. And that's what they seeing with these new athletes. And that's why they trying to humble these new athletes. They trying to find a formula. Because I can't have this kind of attitude coming into my program. I need you to be happy that I got you off grandma's couch. You need to be thankful.
But he wasn't on grandma's couch.
That's what I'm saying. You know, poor poverty ideas.
So they want more of that poor mentality?
What they want is for you to have, to fall in submission with the program. And I'm not talking about just playing football. So a lot of these athletes, after they get done, they go broke. Like they get mismanaged. A lot of things happen. A lot of funny stuff start taking place in their careers. And then when they done, they find out that the agent was taking all the money, or they accountant, and then they struggling. So shortly after they get done. So, but when you got somebody giving you the pieces, his dad went through it. His dad is a Hall of Famer. His dad telling him how to maneuver. They don't want that. It's harder to take advantage of that. Shadur is no different than anybody with superior confidence in themselves. People don't like, that's why y'all saying y'all getting hated on. Because y'all got... When the people that got superior confidence in what they can do, these are the ones that the low self-esteem people try to attack, or the people with agendas try to attack, because they can't have everybody walking around here with supreme confidence. I was telling this brother, you don't look outside yourself. Like, I'm trying to show y'all that y'all don't have to look outside of you to get things done, because I don't look outside of me. I go out here and I try to get it done in my community. I didn't never do the grant thing. But what I'm saying is, you can do it. I was trying to tell this brother, I said, you can do it. Whatever you think that has to be done, all you got to do is go do it. But when you look outside yourself, now you're giving somebody else the power, because you don't want to hold the power. You don't want to do it yourself. So you're giving somebody else the power to control the outcome. That's it. So I don't do that. So a lot of people take what I'm saying and my ability to help my community. They say, oh, that's arrogance. That's a lie. But that's, if they don't like you, it's a lie. But the families that get the help, they say something different. They say, thank you. But the people that they don't rock with, they got to make an excuse, because they not going to do nothing. Hey, it can get different out here, but I'm going to tell y'all brothers right now, have supreme confidence in your ability to get stuff done, and don't let nobody try to come and colonize you and humble you and say you can't have that kind of supreme confidence, because they don't want your children or your grandchildren to have this story of supreme confidence, Look at all of the revolutionaries that got gunned down because they had supreme confidence in trying to change their environment. Look at it. We got a history full of this. Right now, it's just happening with Shador in the NFL. But this ain't nothing new. Hey, look, when we come back, Truth Nation, we'll have more conversations. Stay locked in right here on Tory Lowe.
Don't touch that dial. The Tory Lowe Show will be right back on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com. This is The Tory Lowe Show on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
This is the way we bow. Uh-huh. Houston, Texas, this is the way we bow. Uh-huh. This is the way we bow. This is the way we bow.
And we like to flow. 101.7 The Truth, Tory Lowe, Tory Lowe Show. I'm about to open up the lines, DJ Brother Z. I want to open up the lines because I want to talk to the community right now. I want to talk to the community. Have you ever felt that you had to be less? Have you ever felt that you had to be less to get in? I'm interested. Because that's what it seemed like the NFL wanted. They go under the illusion that they want this heroic football player that's fearless. But then somebody come in fearless. Oh, you got that's too much. But this happens in a lot of different ideas in the community. Have you ever had to actually feel like you had to be less to get in, to fit in? Maybe it was a job. Maybe you had to go in there and try to code switch. Maybe you had to. How you doing, buddy? You know, when then you get back to the crib, man, I don't know what's going on over there. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying, fam? Then you get over in the, hey, buddy, how's everybody today? You know, I'm feeling great. You know, maybe you had to code switch. Have you ever had to feel less to try to get somewhere? I want to know. I'm interested because this is where it seems when you run into the structure. That they don't want you. They say they want the, you know, on a mission statement. We want great citizens, productive citizens. But is that true? When the real person show up that's productive and understand how to get down, A, it's a different story on my end. I'm in every aspect of my community and they know what I do and yet, no, I haven't received any assistance ever. And this is what I'm saying. If I was somewhere sniggling and giggling and sidestepping, I'd be out front. That's all I'm saying. Have you ever had to perform less to lessen your how you get down to get in? To be less, 833-212-1017. Had you ever had to switch up some of your ideas so you don't offend somebody? 833-21. I want to know. You don't want to get mad. Have you ever had to act less to get in, to fit in? We're going to head to the lines. Chris. You're on the new 1017 The Truth. Tap in.
How's it going there, Brother Tory?
How you doing, Brother Chris?
Oh, I'm feeling pretty good.
What's going on? Have you ever had to act like you was less than who what you were to get in somewhere?
Oh, all the time.
Mm.
But in the last 10 years, I had a change of status where I was found out who I really am and my nationality and my customs and traditions of the Hebrew Israelites. Mm-hmm. And what I've noticed over the years is that black organizations that got any kind of influence by the white Jewish man is no good for blacks.
Mm.
The Hebrew Israelites is the only black organization that is not no influence or from whites. Nothing. They ain't nothing done with them. Independent. Well, they influence them nothing. And they got a class of a hate group. Their whole objective is to keep blacks separated from their nation. Well, that's why we can't come together, because they are keeping us apart.
People serving agendas that don't benefit their own.
Yes, serving their own agendas that don't serve their own.
I see it all the time. I appreciate you for tapping in, Brother Chris, because sometimes when I look at it, I'm going to do it anyway. Because if I had to wait for somebody to believe or do it, it wouldn't even get done. That's why I try to be the example. We can do it. We can get it done. And we can keep it moving. Yeah, we see what's happening. We see the attitudes and stuff, but you still got to go out there and make it happen. G-High. When we come back from break, we got G-High on the lines, White Widow and Eddie. Truth Nation, stay locked in right here on Tory Lowe.
More of the Tory Lowe Show is next on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com. You are listening to the Tory Lowe Show on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
That moment. It's close.
Yeah. Tired of living day to day like everything's alright. Just waiting on that moment. Waiting on my moment.
Yeah. 101.7 The Truth, Tory Lowe Show. Milwaukee, the time is almost here. We have been entering in True Fans to win our Gruber Law Offices 5K giveaway for the last 3 months. And this Friday, we'll finally pick our one call. That's all. $5,000 giveaway winner. Be sure to tune into the Tory Lowe Show this Friday so you do not miss your call. Because if you do, we will go to the next caller until we find our $5,000 winner. Again, that's the Big Gruber 5K giveaway this Friday on the Tory Lowe Show on the award-winning 101.7 The Truth. Milwaukee Black Talk. Hey, look, we're giving away that $5,000 on Friday. So I'm going to need y'all Friday to open up your ass, okay? Because if you ain't listening, you can't win, hey. But look, question of the day. Have you ever felt like you had to perform less to fit in? A lot of people weighing in on situations when they had to not really have that confidence or that it was threatening. You know, and I'm going to tell you this, it happens all the time. We talking about Shador and what happened with him during the draft. But in your life, have you ever had to feel that you had to operate in a space where in order to get where you had to go, you had to, you know, not have that, you know, that vibration? I don't know. 833-212-1017. I need you to talk to me. G-High, you on the new 101.7 The Truth. Tap in.
Tory, what's going on, brother?
How you doing, G-High?
Man, I'm taking it easy. I ain't changing myself. I'm going to stay myself. I think I do more of a I just get quiet. But once they let me in the door, I show them what I'm there for, right? Because I did so much destruction in my hood. Now I'm here for the construction.
That's powerful.
And oftentimes I can come off as brash because I come from what they don't like. You know what I'm saying? And so oftentimes I got to like dial it down a little bit. But when it's time to go in there, I'm here to get a different job done that most people can't do because they just don't understand what's going on out here in the concrete jungle. But I had one thing to run by you, brother. If me and you was to get together and a bunch of us as brothers, we got together and start doing things for our community and stuff like that, what you think them same people that did that to Shador, what you think they going to do to us?
Nothing.
Same thing they did to the Black Panther Party.
Because I'll tell you this. You know why? Because I think now we're smarter than we got blueprints. It's ways to move now. Like, a lot of our ancestors, we have to learn lessons from those situations. I think we do way more because we'd be a lot more understanding and we got a little bit more of a blueprint on what not to do.
Say no more. I'm G-High, the fatherhood guy. You can reach me at the Center for Self-Sufficiency, Tori. I'm ready to work with you whenever, brother. Keep doing a great job.
I got you, G-High. That's what's up. See, working. That's what I'm talking about. Brothers working, people getting together to do something positive. That's powerful. And I think that the past is a blueprint on how to move in the future. That's what that is. Salute. White Widow. You're on the new 101.7 The Truth. Hi. Tap in.
Afternoon, Tori. First and foremost, you know, I feel maternal towards you. So when I hear that someone's threatening you, let me say it open and loud. I voted for Trump, too, so put me number two on that list and get me in your scope. You know, that's pretty trifling, and if it's from the liberals, but, you know, the Democrats should spend a little bit more time getting their house in order. It's terrible in Washington. They want Schumer to leave. You know, a lot of old Democrats are saying, hey, I'm done. And they're passing. They're passing the baton because they know they have failed us all these years. So really, just check yourself and check your own house before you criticize or threaten people for their right to vote and who to vote for. So, yeah, I voted for Trump, and right now 70% declined at the border of fentanyl coming across. So on behalf of myself and my vote, thank you, Trump, for all those people who aren't going to die. When it comes to young Sanders, I watch a little bit on national news, and they said that they never had an interview where someone came in expressing sentiments, and they felt that he felt he was entitled. The word entitled means you have a right to it. Did he? I don't know. I wasn't there. But after discipline, ability, skill, successes, structure, maybe he did have a right to it. Maybe he was entitled to that job. And maybe that word shouldn't have been used as a reason to put him so low down on the list. So, really, I think it's sad. I can't wait to talk to my grandson. He plays football and get his opinion of it because it was just a sad. It was like they eventually on national news just wanted to, every round. And I don't watch it. I'm not into football. But you know, it's sad. I'm glad he has his father there. I'm glad he has a support system. And I can't wait till he gets switched the major team years down the road. So that's my story.
Hey, I agree. Like I said, he's eventually going to get his opportunity, but they made it hard for him. Hey, DJ Brother Z, you know, the Browns got four quarterbacks, so they finna make him work. They better make him work. They put him in the den. And then I saw a report that said that they might cut him before, because they got all these quarterbacks. They may not have a room on the roster, so they may have just gave him a crowded quarterback situation and not even really give him a chance. I see people, you know, you see all these articles and you be like, okay, you see the tricks. See, they know what they doing because it's their system. It's their system. They know exactly what they're doing. So they put him in a crowded quarterback situation where he is the fourth quarterback on the roster. So now he got to come in to camp without even a guaranteed spot. Because if you get drafted at number one, that's guaranteed. That's a guaranteed spot. He's on the quarterback. Browns have four quarterbacks, and he's the fourth one. So they put him in a dogfight. Okay, you got supreme confidence. We're going to put you in the dogfight. Eddie, you're on the new 101.7 The Truth. Tap in.
I know that ain't who I think it is.
How you doing, buddy?
Hey, how you doing, Eddie? Eddie? What you thinking today? What's on your mind today, Eddie?
Well, you know, we were talking about the Sanders thing.
Mm-hmm.
I knew a guy when I was younger, and he was projected to go as the second pick in a professional league, but the word got out that his attitude was so piss poor They got together and said, drop this kid.
They colluded against him.
They did collude against him. And it cost him millions and millions of dollars. He didn't sign for $12 million a year as the second pick. He signed for about $300,000 or $400,000. Now, he was able to work his way out of that, but it took him a few years to get to the kind of dollar amounts that he originally lost. Do you see what I mean?
Right.
And it was, and I know about all this because I was in the mix of the people who were in the mix. But
you're part of the colluders.
Well, I was. There was a mix of people, right? And I was in the fringe of it, but mm-hmm. I was there. I mean, I know this happened, but it's all about attitude. It's all about attitude. But Tori, we're also talking about code switching,
right?
And I actually appreciate it when people code switch for me. So it's not like, you know, there's no appreciation for it. I'm grateful when people
code switch for me. How come they can't just be themselves?
Well,
it's not good
enough.
Being themselves is not good enough. I'm just saying, if that's to change into something that I'm not, then that means I'm not good enough.
Did you ask me a question?
No, well, I'm just saying, when you say that,
okay,
I'm just trying to figure it out. Yeah.
I don't ask anybody to code switch.
Okay.
It's in their head that they think they need to do that.
Okay.
I've never said to anybody, I need you to code switch for me. They think that's what we're thinking, so they go ahead and do it, but a lot of it is their own insecurities, okay? Like, nobody's thinking that. White people aren't going, hey, when I meet this guy, he better code switch for me. Nobody I know has ever said that or thought that. So a lot of this stuff is just insecurity.
So you're saying it's
right?
more psychological?
It is. I think they think it has to go down that way, but we're not thinking. I'm not thinking anything. My friends aren't thinking anything. Anybody I do business with isn't thinking anything. So cut yourself a break. These guys got to cut themselves a break and give people a chance and know that everybody isn't against them every day all the time. People are living their own lives, trying to provide for their three or four kids, taking them to this practice or that practice, worried about their grades or who their daughter's sleeping with, right? They're not worried about all the stuff that's, you know, on the show. You know, we're not thinking about that stuff, but people are thinking we're thinking and focusing on those things. We're not. I'm 99% sure that's accurate. So I just wanted to add that to it.
All right. I mean, that's a good point. You're saying that people code switch because they feel that they have to try to appease somebody, but that's not what that's really – people don't – who really get code switched to, they're not thinking like that.
No, right. So if I'm a VP at a company and a young black man wants a job and I'm interviewing him, I am not saying to myself, this brother better code switch for me if he doesn't.
But if he doesn't fit the certain environment, a lot of people go in there and be like, okay, I gotta get the job. I gotta get in. So if I'm more like the person that's interviewing me, I'll have more favoritism to get the job.
Well, you know, I understand how that can happen, Tori, or how they can think that'll happen. There is a certain amount of decorum. Like, I had a guy apply for a job for me. I was like 50 and he was 37. He had five kids and he came in to apply for a job and he was better dressed than I was, but his pants were below his butt cheeks. And he came to a job interview like that. So I offered him a job, but I said, you got to do me a favor. And he said, what? You're at work. You got to pull up your pants, dude. And he immediately pulled up his pants. But why is a 37-year-old father of five wearing pants below his ass? You cannot present like that in the workspace. You know, there's a standard of professionalism. And, you know, everybody's got to stick to it. I can't wear my pants below my ass. He can't wear his pants. Nobody's going to be showing their asses at work. That's just the way it is. And but I guess what I'm really, you know, if I have to summarize this, nobody's expecting it. Nobody ever says it. Nobody ever thinks it. I think it's the insecurity of some of these men thinking that we're in these positions of power and they have to constantly accommodate us. Nobody's thinking that way at all.
I'll tell you this. Thanks for that little insight, Eddie, because I'll tell you this. I ain't never did it. I mean, I just go in there, you be yourself. I think you know what I figured out? People like authenticity.
Yep.
They like authenticity. And being your authentic self doesn't mean you have to offend somebody else.
Well, Troy, can I ask you one quick question?
Go right ahead.
When black men who grew up black in urban areas see people like Eminem and Marky Mark and some of the white basketball players taking on the dialect and the accent, even though they grew up like in Elm Grove or Mequon, doesn't that drive you insane?
No, because hip-hop influences everybody. Like, hip-hop is worldwide. Like, everybody listen to hip-hop. And I'll tell you this, you can't go mainstream without a white audience, mainstream audience. You can't make it into the mainstream. So a lot of these artists that go mainstream is because they're selling to middle America. And so these children are growing up on Snoop Dogg, DPG, Dog Pound Gangsta. Like, I know some people right now that are white and they live out in the suburbs, but they playing Snoop Dogg and all of that Death Row stuff because that was a part of their, when they were coming up, that was the popular music. And I'll say this, hip-hop has broke many barriers. And when white rappers come along, because, Eminem is under Dr. Dre. So they're paying homage to the culture. And they may have started out with things that they may shouldn't have said. And we do find out that at one point in their careers, they had done things that they probably shouldn't have done. But hip-hop had still forgiven them and boosted them into where they are. So that says a lot about the culture.
Tori, whatever happened to the Commodores? Whatever happened to Lionel Richie, Tori, and people like Sammy Davis? I yearn for those days, Tori. Mm-hmm. I really do. Tori, on that note, I got to go. I got to get to the paint store. They're going to close pretty soon. I got to get some white paint. Bye, Tori.
Hey, Eddie. Hey. Thank you for tapping in. When we come back, Truth Nation, we'll have more conversations. Stay locked in right here on Tori Lowe.
The Tori Lowe Show returns after this on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com. This is the Tori Lowe Show on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
Nobody pray for me. It been a day for me.
Hey, I remember syrup sandwiches and 1017 The Truth, Tori Lowe Show, April. It's Financial Literacy Month, as The Truth has you covered. To learn more about what you can best do to manage your finances, all April on Jamming with Juice with Ben Jamming and Carrie Noni. They'll speak to Nina Johnson, Senior Vice President and Wisconsin Branch Banking Marketing Leader from U.S. Bank. They will discuss financial strategies and tools they offer their customers to help enhance your financial management skills. Financial Literacy Month on the award-winning 1017 The Truth is sponsored by U.S. Bank. Visit your local U.S. Bank branch today. Hey, look, we about to get to the top of the hour. Hey, we got some things stirring up on the local side, Milwaukee. When we get back from the break, when we come back after we get out of break, after this next segment, we're going to dive into some interesting stories that's been going on in the city and in the surrounding areas. The slander man stabber release delay, that's what they're talking about right now. The slender man idea is out there. It's a couple more things I want to discuss, but I'll say this, and I started out the show, a lot of people that if you missed it, I was talking about a couple threats that I was getting, and one was actually, we posted online because he called DJ Brother Z. We played that several times, but like I said, it seemed like this is where they're going with it. But I'm gonna tell you this. God bless you. Here you go.
You can't just walk up on somebody. Who gave you the authority to go do this? That's all I'm saying.
See, they getting mad. They got the high blood pressure. And then I got a text because I posted about the judge the other day, and then I looked on and it wasn't even there no more. So people was getting mad off of that. And they, a lot of people, y'all siding with agendas that don't really even help y'all, first of all. And especially when it comes to black people, half of those people that's out there that y'all see on TV, y'all never, if y'all ever have a situation, y'all can jump behind that situation, all that, what they doing out there. But when you got an issue, they ain't going to show up for you. I'm going to be the one that's going to show up, or some brothers and sisters from the front lines. You ain't going to see them. But you definitely got a better chance, like a 98% chance of seeing Tory Lowe when something going on in my neighborhood. Hey, look, when we come back, we'll have more conversation. Truth Nation, stay locked in right here on Tory Lowe.